Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is our Get Lit with All of It Radio Hour. I'm Allison Stewart. Thanks again to Kay Hanley from Letters to Cleo for the great performances. She'll be at Poisson Rouge tonight. And of course, warmest regards to Emma Straub, author of our September selection, This Time Tomorrow. And now, on to a preview conversation with the author who wrote our October Get Lit selection, a satirical novel that takes on privilege, our political system, and self-perception. We figured it would be a great book to read and discuss before the 2022 midterm elections. We'll be reading The Unfolding by A.M. Holmes. The action starts in November 2008, right after Barack Obama's historic win, becoming the first Black U.S. president. While many in the country were excited by this momentous occasion, others saw it as the end of life as they know it and life how they liked it. The protagonist of the novel is called The Big Guy, and he's an uber-rich Republican donor who decides he and his peers need to make sure the United States of America stays their United States of America. Never mind that his family has troubles that could maybe use his attention as well. His wife is an alcoholic and his daughter's at boarding school, starting to question everything. A.M. Holmes is the author of May We Be Forgiven, which won the 2013 Women's Prize for Fiction. This book will save your life, Music for Torching, The End of Alice, and The Country of Mothers, and her memoir, The Mistress's Daughter. A.M. Holmes joins me now for a preview of The Unfolding, our October Get Lit with All of It choice. A.M., welcome.
Thank you so much, Allison. I'm so excited.
This is exciting on our end as well. All right, what is important to the big guy in his life when we meet him?
I think what's important to him is maintaining power. You know, that's the bottom line, is maintaining what he sees as the status quo. And when Obama wins, as you know, many of us were thrilled. We poured out into the streets of New York City. We celebrated. But I do believe there was a piece of the population around this country who all of a sudden thought, we've lost control. And I feel like it unleashed an incredible level. We knew it was beneath the surface, sometimes beneath the surface, of racism and sexism in this country that we're still, mm-hmm. you know, dealing with, and it's blossoming. So that's sort of where I started.
Why did the big guy think John McCain could win in 2008?
Deluded. I think I think that part of it too that's interesting is often people live in bubbles, you know what I mean? And I think that he definitely lives in a bubble. I think they also, looking back at, we could ask the same question about how did we think that Hillary wasn't going to win? But I think, you know, looking back at the election before that, when I went to sleep thinking Al Gore had won, and then I woke up and met someone named Hanging Chad in Florida, and all of a sudden George Bush was president. So I think that the big guy and his cohort didn't really read America well enough, which I think is a huge problem in general, that our political system is out of touch with American people.
So I'd love for you to read a little bit. This is a good place for you to read a bit from The Unfolding.
So this is a little bit from the part of the book where it's election night and they are in the hotel with John McCain and they're going to parties, not quite knowing what's happened yet. Her father has a schedule of parties. It's like trick-or-treating. You go from party to party, and as they progress, the snacks get fancier, the crowds get smaller, the rooms get nicer, and the flower arrangements multiply. At every stop, her mother heads for the bar, vodka and soda on the rocks. Her mother takes a piece of celery from a crudité sculpture. Have this. It'll keep you occupied and away from the penis nuts, Megan says. Her mother smiles. Penis nuts. That's what her mother calls the communal bowls of nuts. There are things one teaches a young girl. Never eat the penis nuts. Men don't wash their hands after they use the facilities. If you must eat, take something that's sticking straight up. Celery, a cheese stick, carrot. But God forbid, don't dip into anything. That's the other weak spot, the double dippers. John's here, someone says. At the party? No, he's upstairs. He arrived at the hotel. I still feel so sorry for Cindy, a woman says. It's hard to be the wife. Jewel of the Desert, Megan hears her father say. This is the same hotel where John and Cindy got married, May 17th, 1980. It's their happy place. We all know where this is heading, someone says. It's like watching an accident. Are you sure? Something's very wrong. It's on us. We took our eye off the ball. It's her. He never should have picked her. She's an idiot. Well, do you think he talked to her before he picked her? Well, if he didn't, he's an idiot. Well, somebody talked to her, but they forgot to ask the important questions like, do you own your own clothes? Or what's the view from your kitchen window? And I think we can stop there. But
that was A.M. Holmes reading from The Unfolding, our October Get Lit with All of It book club choice. So we heard about the big guy's wife, Charlotte, briefly in there. She drinks a lot of vodka, specifically because it doesn't have a lot of calories. She's very, very thin. Why does her drinking get out of control?
I think it's been out of control for a long time. And I think, you know, what becomes clear to this family, and it's interesting because there is this sort of larger social political conversation about money, politics, where we are, race. But the other piece of it is a very much a domestic story, too. And as the family begins to sort of deal with its own history and the secrets it's kept and so on, it becomes impossible for Charlotte to keep those secrets. And so one of the things she does is, you know, come face to face with her drinking and what's behind it.
What's the state of their marriage when we first meet them? Because I don't want to give anything away, but how are they as a couple? Fossilized? Calcified?
Yes. I think they're stuck. I think it's an interesting thing because I think, you know, as all families, as all of us as individuals, we get to moments where you kind of have to make change or be fossilized. And it's a work in progress. And the daughter, Megan, votes for the first time in 2008 and also has the beginnings of this awakening of maybe I don't see the world in the way my family does, which is really meant also as a universal. We all go through that process of differentiating ourselves and separating from our family. So I thought that was, for me, an important thread to explore as well.
All right. The daughter's name is Megan. Is that because of Meghan McCain?
No, no. But it is interesting that is, yeah, that's absolutely there. But yes.
You mentioned that the daughter's starting to question things. She's at boarding school, has her own horse. And she's asked by someone who she voted for, and she says John McCain. And the person presses her on why. And she sort of assumes that this person is an Obama supporter, and he isn't. He just wants her to explain why she's for John McCain. How does that scene set up her reexamining her life?
Well, I think, you know, her answer is why is because he believes in the things we believe in. He wants the best for everybody. All of the kinds of sort of comments that most politicians make. And it could lead you to believe that we do have a shared sense of values and sense of what is a democracy and what are these things. And then as she begins to kind of dig deeper, and the guy, Mr. Tooth Taxi, who I just love, you know, prods her more and more over the course of the book, she begins to realize that there is a kind of language that is not necessarily revealing of what is underneath the surface of things. And I think we've all been, again, confronted with that in the last few years, that somebody can say they love democracy. And you think, well, what do you mean by democracy?
We always ask our authors about Easter eggs in the book. This one has so many. So can you share one you'd like people to be aware of or pay special attention to?
I would say one of the things that gave me greatest joy is there's so many historical reference in the book and things that are really true. And anything that you think is totally wild is probably totally true, including that I didn't realize George Washington, before he became, as I think of it, our George Washington, was a disgruntled British soldier. I didn't know that. So there's just tons of fun stuff in there to play with.
A.M. Holmes, by the way, A.M. and Gary Steingart will be discussing satire at the Brooklyn Book Festival at 2:00 on Sunday, hosted by yours truly. So I'll see you in real life in just a couple of days, A.M.
Very much looking forward to it, and thank you.
Okay, Team All of It listeners, mark your calendars. We will be discussing The Unfolding by A.M. Holmes in person on October 27th at the New York Public Library. They are our partners. And speaking of them, starting in October, there will be unlimited e-copies for New Yorkers to download from the library's website. Head to wnyc.org/getlit for info on how to do that. Of course, you can also purchase a copy of The Unfolding from your favorite local bookstore. In the meantime, follow us at All of It WNYC on Instagram. That's where we host book club discussions and polls and information and all those kind of good events. There is more All of It on the way. Showrunners Michelle and Robert King are known for their hit series such as The Good Wife, The Good Fight, and most recently Evil. They join us. And we'll talk to the directors of a new documentary. It's about the labor conditions at Disneyland. One of the co-directors, last name happens to be Disney. That is all happening next hour. We'll get to it in just about 5 minutes. I'll meet you right back here after the news.